Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Assets and Aging, the live, regular, local podcast on the issues of aging here every Wednesday at noon. I'm so glad to have you with us. I have a really important topic today. If you get my newsletter, hopefully you paid attention to it. If you don't get my newsletter, I'll tell you how to get it. But for those of you that got my newsletter today, there's some truly important information that I want to talk about today. If you love somebody, if you care about somebody, if you know somebody in a nursing home, if you might ever go to a nursing home, if you've ever known anybody in a nursing home, this is really important stuff today, folks. Sometimes it's just, pardon me, stuff I think you ought to know. Other times it's really important, and today is one of those days. And for those of you that listen to my radio show, either live in Sacramento or online on my website, it will be an in-depth discussion of today's topic on my radio show this Sunday. Again, you can get a hold of me in a couple different ways. You can go on the web page where you're listening to this, which is assetsandaging.com. You can scroll down. You can see my archived podcast. You can see my archived radio shows. This week's radio show is not up yet, but it will be soon. I'll be taping it probably within the next day, and it will be an in-depth discussion of what we're going to talk about today. But this is really important stuff. It's about a lawsuit, and in this case, I see a lot of frivolous lawsuits against nursing homes. This one is not frivolous. This one is way past due. And should have been done a long time ago. I know who's doing it. I know the organization's doing it. I'm not a fan of the organization that's behind it. The issue is long overdue. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, not me. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County. Then everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It is, in fact, my opinion only. Okay. Recently, in Camarillo, California. I used to live in Camarillo, California. I know where that is. I know where Camarillo is. And recently, their lawsuit has been filed there. Now, I don't have as much time as I'll have on the radio or this weekend or in my newsletter. By the way, you can scroll down on my email, on my website, and you can sign up for the newsletter. But this is a really important issue, and I've tried to figure out how I can shorten it for the 10 minutes we have together here. If someone goes into a nursing home from a hospital, generally they're on rehab. When they move from the hospital to the nursing home, they're going to get rehab for 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, whatever it is. They're getting rehab. The nursing home makes a ton of money. An absolute ton of money. Anywhere from $1,700 to $1,300 a day. For rehab. They make a ton of money. They make more money as a percentage of what's spent on the nursing homes than Medi-Cal does or private pay. Medicare generated $3.6 billion in net revenue for nursing homes in California last year doing rehab. We're talking a lot of money here, folks. This is a money issue. Well, here's what nursing homes are infamous for. And this has happened to some of you. It's happened to two of my clients in the last week. And here's what it is in very simple terms. The nursing home tells mom and dad that their 20 days are up. Dad is done, or grandma, or whoever it is done with rehab, and they have to leave. And the family looks at the nursing home and says, well, what do we do? Dad can't walk. I know, but the rehab isn't working. His 20 days are up, and he's out of here. Well, can he stay? Well, we don't have any beds. Now, let's stop here a minute and talk about idiocy number one when it comes to this subject. Dad is in a bed. He's already in a bed in the nursing home receiving rehab. The nursing home says, no, that's a rehab bed. That's not a long-term care bed. That's a rehab bed. That's different. It smells different. It's got a different mattress in it, whatever it is. It doesn't, but that's what they'll tell you. So the family goes, okay. So they take dad home. I've seen people, nobody believes me, I can tell you elder law attorneys have seen the same thing, people put in cabs and sent home. So the family takes dad home. What nobody ever told them, and the reason they're doing that is so they can resell that bed. The worst day in a nursing home's life, folks, it's one of the dirty little secrets. One of the worst days in a nursing home's life is when a hospital calls and says, we have a rehab patient, and the nursing home says, we don't have a bed. Remember, they're getting paid $700 to $1,300 a day for rehab. Now, the family doesn't know any better. The family doesn't know that there are only six reasons that somebody can be discharged from a nursing home by federal law. I have the list here. There's six reasons. That's it. There's six reasons. There's not 27. And by the way, your rehab days being up is not one of them. There are notice requirements that are never given. And as a result, in Camarillo right now, there is a lawsuit against Brookdale and against several other Brookdale nursing homes in California. And by the way, I'm not picking on Brookdale. Brookdale, to use a phrase, ain't the only one. This happens all over California every day in nursing homes. Let me read you a couple things. Residents can be discharged only. This is from the article. The article is found in the Ventura County Star newspaper. But if you Google lawsuit, and if you get my newsletter, there's a link to it. Residents can be discharged only for specified reasons, including physical improvement, that blah, 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 blah. Where's the one I'm looking for? That's not the one. The financial incentives are so huge. It's all about rehab and short-term Medicare dollars. As soon as one person's rehab is over, you replace them with someone else. The biggest issue may be lack of notice, because there's supposed to be a 30-day notice. Many facilities give no written notice at all, reinforcing the feeling that residents and their families have no options when it comes to being discharged. Facilities don't want residents to know these things. There is a mechanism to slow this down. People feel like they're going downhill and there are no breaks. This overwhelms families every single day. This lawsuit is a good thing. The state of California is useless. The Department of Healthcare Services is useless in enforcing this stuff. Discharge rights and all that kind of stuff. The only way to do this is to stop nursing homes from lying to families who are there when they tell somebody, well, we don't have any long-term beds. We don't have any Medi-Cal beds. Dad is in one, folks. It's been one of the dirty little secrets of long-term care for a long time. And it's because more and more nursing homes are moving away from long-term care to doing rehab. And the issue, it's simple. If you can make $1,000 a day for 20 days, that's not even a month. That's $20,000 to the nursing home. If you're charging somebody private pay, that's $10,000 for the month, and Medi-Cal's paying about $9,000. So if you can make $20,000 in 20 days and then plug somebody else in, do you understand that this is all, it's always been all about money. And it has just started to get out of hand. It is harder and harder and harder to find a nursing home for long-term care because they all want to be in the rehab business. And believe me, they're all not good at the rehab business. it's important. There are two things that you really it's important that you understand. One is, in a hospital, the difference between observation and admission. And when it comes to long-term care, the difference between rehab and custodial care. You really need to understand those. I hope this lawsuit brings some light to the subject, because it's a subject that needs to be talked openly about. They're trying to certify a class action lawsuit. I know some other attorneys that are already trying to get this law firm some information in their own lives. I may send them some information about nursing homes that do this on a regular basis. Everybody in this industry has known about this happening for years. And it's a dirty, it's not a little secret, it's just a dirty secret. I hope it changes, and you as a consumer, you as a family, have to become educated as to how this works. You can do that in a couple ways. One is, call me and get in to see me if you're facing these issues today. And secondly, get to my workshop on the 5th of January. If you haven't signed up, do it. It's going to be more important than ever to learn how to navigate the long-term care system. It's becoming more complex, more convoluted. More people are told stories that aren't true than ever before. You can contact me. The information's all there on my homepage. My phone number is 800-999-8007. Or you can contact me again at assetsandaging.com. Go to my website, contact me through there. You can sign up for my workshop. There's a landing page just down the scroll down. You can sign up for my workshop, or you can call me at 800-999-8007. If you're dealing with this stuff now with nursing homes, contact me immediately. I can get you help. But don't be blindsided. You need to be educated. You need to understand what's going on. If you get a chance, read my newsletter. It's important. Thanks so much for joining me. Look forward to you seeing you at my workshop on the 5th, or signing up for my newsletter, or calling me and we'll chat. Thanks so much. Listen to my radio program this week. It'll be posted here on my website a little later in the week, and we will have more time, and I will go into all these things in more detail. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you here again next week on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Thanks so very much. Bye-bye.